Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Back at it on a Monday. Hannah, how was your weekend?
It was good. Last night we did our little family tradition of Halloween bingo night.
You guys do this every year?
You were like Ninja Turtles.
I love that.
Yeah, so we decorate the table in its entirety, and then we all dress up as well as a family. And my mom and her best friend made us these like custom Ninja Turtle shirts, and it was really fun. We won best table, no big deal or anything.
Cool.
We got a little basket.
How about your weekend, Kev?
I had a really good weekend. My nephew got married to the beautiful Maria. It was a really
How was the nice. Tobin? So Kevin had her do the reading, and he had her read a book from the Book of Tobit.
The Book of Tobit. Yes, it actually went really well. And then I got to come back to read because I did the responsorial psalm too. So I was very important to be the reader there. But you know, it's interesting because even the priest mentioned that that's a book that most people don't know or don't really use, but it's a great book to talk about a foundation for a marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You were kind of nervous that they chose that.
I was like, who's this Tobit guy?
How about you, Alex?
It was a busy weekend. I too had some weddings. I actually had three weddings this weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had three. I was the officiant of one. Another friend of mine got married, and then I was the wedding band for another.
So you did three different roles, too.
Three different roles, yeah.
That's impressive.
Wore all the hats.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I feel like the Brett Mega Show just lived at weddings this weekend. Kevin had a wedding, Alex had three weddings. And sometimes your wedding day just doesn't go as planned. And this one like became like almost like a movie. But man, so this couple were childhood friends and then reconnected and fell in love in 2021. Went their own separate paths, reconnected later in life, fell in love, and they decided to get married. But during like the process of planning the wedding, both of them actually experienced some pretty scary health medical issues. First was Gina. She dealt with some medical issues. Joe stayed by her side. She had treatments and held her hand the entire time. And then on the day of their wedding, finally come wedding day, planning was all being put in place. Joe started to cough up blood.
No.
And so they rushed him to a hospital and realized that his condition was pretty serious. And so what they end up doing is the hospital's like, you guys should get married. We'll do a small ceremony, flowers, decorations, officiant, two staff members served as their maid of honor, and that's where their wedding day was held.
Oh, this is like Denny and Izzy from Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, so almost like this beautiful moment. He spent weeks, he was diagnosed with this rare blood disease, and he spent weeks in the hospital, finally was able to clear to travel, did a honeymoon, and now they are regular speakers for the American Heart Association about early testing and staying together through it all.
And
the heart conditions and heart disease is the number one killer in America. I wear an American Heart Association band on my hand at all times because Katie lost a couple of cousins at a younger age. And these two just living the like story out and just letting nothing stop their story from happening and their love for continuing.
I love how the hospital was also stepping up too.
We're going to make this happen.
We got all this stuff ready to go. We're marrying you.
Yeah, like not only like this day is, like feels ruined to them. Like, no, we're going to find you joy in the middle of this and stepped up. And then what a beautiful story, right?
Awesome.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethertcu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. It's Halloween week. Let's kick it off with a little version of trick-or-treating. You reach into the bowl, and there's a Skittles, and there's a Snickers. Which one are you grabbing?
Naturally, Hannah? I'm going to say neither.
Neither.
Oh my God, you had to be dramatic.
Neither. Yeah.
Why?
No, definitely wouldn't pick a Snickers. I think that is maybe the worst chocolate out there. And Skittles, I used to love, specifically the blue bag of Skittles, the light blue bag. But after I got COVID, they stopped tasting the same and I cannot eat them anymore.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So you just look at the bowl and then turn around?
Yep.
You would be that kid.
Oh, wow.
Kev, what would you choose?
Okay, so I had the new, they're not new now, but they were new a while back, the Snickers peanut butter.
Oh,
those are amazing.
That's so idiot.
I mean, that's so good, but I've always been a Snickers fan. So yeah, Snickers over Skittles any day.
Yeah, Alex. I mean, I would have to agree. I'm a type of person, I like to put the Snickers in the freezer as well.
Take it to the next level.
Catch it a little bit cold, yeah. But I think between the two of those, that's a no-brainer for me at least, Snickers.
I know I said Hannah was dramatic, but she wasn't wrong when she said Snickers is the worst chocolate ever.
You don't think? What?
It's so overrated. For some reason, it's held on this pedestal that it just doesn't belong.
You know what you both are?
It gets smoked by Kit Kats, Reese's, Crunch Bars.
You're both divas that need a Snickers.
That's right, you do. You do, exactly.
So you know what I mean? Skittles, for sure. Skittles, for sure. I love Skittles. And I do agree with, like, the purples are legit bag, blue bags, red bags. I'll grow any bag of Skittles, man.
I mean, they're good, but they're not Snickers, man. No. Snickers satisfies. They say that.
They have a slogan.
They ain't doing nothing for me.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, sir?
Good. So, Patrick, you ready to play Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I was born ready.
Dang!
All right.
We got the guy. Get on out of here, Hannah, so you can't hear all the correct answers that Patrick's about to drop. All right, I'm going to ask Patrick and Hannah the same 5 pop culture questions. When Hannah is out, she's officially out of the room. She cannot hear the questions. You ready to roll, my man?
Pop culture, we'll see. I'm ready.
All right, one of the biggest movies, a superhero movie that came out this weekend, Venom, came out in theaters. Who stars in Venom?
Spider-Man's brother. I don't know.
It is a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, true.
No point, though, for that, kid. All right. What reality singing competition did Carrie Underwood win?
American Idol.
There you go. Fight Club just celebrated its 25th anniversary. Who stars in Fight Club?
Brad Pitt, Edward Norton.
Boom!
Whoa!
Look at that.
Did we give a bonus?
Yeah, Patrick's like, we don't talk about Fight Club unless I get asked about it on Hannah's homeschool. What streaming service has the most subscribers?
Are we talking like video, like Netflix?
Yeah, video, Netflix. Spotify. That's correct. Yep, there you go. And according to a recent study, this was voted America's least favorite Halloween candy.
Candy corn.
Boom!
Whoa, yeah.
4 out of 5. Patrick was born ready. We're going to see how Hannah does, see if she can get 4 out of 5 here in one song.
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. She is squaring off against Patrick, who said he was born ready to play Hannah's homeschool.
Well, I was born to win, baby.
All right, Patrick, tell her how many you got right.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
All right.
Patrick's just here to show you up, and I love everything about it. This guy
I've
is
never
not playing.
Counted in Spanish during the
Well, do you know what comes after cuatro?
Cinco.
That's what you need. That's what you need. All right. Actually, Hannah will get the win if she ties. So she just needs at least 4 for the win.
Cuatro is good enough.
All right. So same 5 questions. Patrick just got a 4 out of 5 with. One of the biggest movies came out this weekend, a superhero movie. I'm sure you were locked in on it. Venom came out in theaters this weekend. Who stars in Venom?
Venom is Hugh Jackman.
No, that's Wolverine.
That's Wolverine.
But you're in the same universe.
Proud of myself for that, at least.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
What? That is so hard of a... That is a very hard question.
This is the third Venom
a huge
movie.
Star,
yeah.
And this is the
exactly.
third one.
Did you get that right?
No, he didn't. No. But then he got the rest of them all the way out, all right?
Okay.
What reality singing competition did Carrie Underwood win?
American Idol.
Boom, all right. Fight Club just celebrated its 25th anniversary.
What the hell?
Who stars in Fight Club?
Eminem?
No.
That's 8 Mile.
Do you want to tell her, Patrick?
Well, Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, amongst others.
He knew them both.
Amongst others.
Yeah. All right. We don't talk about Fight Club. That's why Hannah didn't know. She doesn't talk about it. What streaming service has the most subscribers?
Netflix.
Yes. And according to a recent study, this was voted America's least favorite Halloween candy.
Nerds?
No. Candy corn.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What happened to me today?
It should have been Smarties, because Smarties are terrible. But
I love Smarties.
No, they're disgusting. Yeah. But Patrick got it correct. Yeah. He knew all.
Oh, my gosh.
Hannah, only, what, did you get 3 out of 5?
I think maybe like 1.
2. No, only know. 2 out of 5.
Wow.
Patrick, you doubled her score. Wow. What a guy.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Patrick, you get to hear the beautiful words that Hannah has to say.
This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Patrick.
You got doubled by Patrick, by the way.
Okay, enough.
Hannah's homeschool. school.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. Happy Monday. Welcome back. If you're like busy during the weekend and you're like, what are people talking about? I'm going to take a look at the internet right now, see what's trending. Hand either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. We'll cover as many stories as I get a yes to in 2 minutes. Alex about to lose his freaking mind on this headline. Officials are encouraging you to be lazy and not rake the leaves, Hannah.
Okay, why? Gotta take it. Okay. Drive out.
This
crazy.
Is coming from officials. Michigan's Department of Natural Resources said they're encouraging people to not rake their leaves this fall. They said it's better for your yard's ecosystem. The rewilding trend, which is becoming very popular on TikTok, like, we don't care about our yard. It's cool now. They said raking and bagging fall leaves actually can harm your yard. You want them to, bugs live there, critters live there, the foliage, they actually is just better for your grass in general.
I mean, I don't know. I need them picked up. The yard's got to look nice. The yard's got to look clean.
I wish you guys could see his face. Yeah.
I disagree. My yard will look like crap.
It's probably good for the grass, right, you know, but it's good for the yard, good for the animals, but... You know, picking up the leaves is good for me.
There you go.
Young people's moods are directly affected by this.
If you're raking your leaves or not?
No. Social media likes.
Oh.
Research have said that social media data shows that young people may be sensitive to feedback they get on social media, like how many likes they get. It can actually change your mood for the day.
I honestly used to be really bad about that. Like,
really?
In high school, I feel like when I posted on Instagram, I'd like set aside an hour so I could like be active on it and see who's liking
likes?
What.
That's crazy. Americans and their regrets might surprise you.
What are we regretting?
They actually don't regret anything.
What?
Yes, they actually are more likely to regret something they didn't do than actually regret something they did. So, like, when they look back at their regrets, it's not speaking up, not visiting family or friends enough, not pursuing their dreams, missed out opportunities. They're not regretting the things they do. It's they're regretting the things they did not do, actually.
That's which I think is a little message.
Sometimes you just got to take the shot, people. Perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Take the shot.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
To give everyone the Mega Mind question of the day, we're going straight into it.
Here we go,
okay.
Baby.
This is the most, it's funny because it's a song question. So this is the song that people most likely would want to hear at a wedding and the song that Kevin would probably most likely want to play.
Okay, I'm going to go with something probably Alex would say, Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Perfect by Ed Sheeran. This is the most popular wedding song, Kevin. Not the song you were just trying to play.
No. I believe it's Etta James, At Last.
Okay, good guess. Okay, there we go. We're getting closer.
Oh, man. I haven't heard that in forever.
Alex, you just went to... How many weddings did you go to this weekend?
I went to 3 weddings this weekend.
Okay, so you probably have the best chance of getting this right.
You know, I want to say that it is... Is it Sitting on the Dock of the Bay?
It is not Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Great answers, though. 314-531-9898. It doesn't have to be... A first dance song, just so you guys know and think about that. This is songs that people play at their wedding. The most popular song played at a wedding. Spotify actually ran a list, and they know exactly how many weddings they went to, how many times they played from DJs all over. What is the most popular wedding song? 314-531-9898. I'll tell you this much. 25% of weddings actually play this song. Almost a quarter of weddings. No matter what culture, what type of wedding, where you're at, they play this song. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
How you feeling there now, Kevin?
I'm feeling better.
Some technical difficulties earlier as we kick off an hour of commercial-free music on the Brett Maga Show. Everyone was pretty much at a wedding. Kevin went to a wedding. Alex was at 3 weddings.
This is for everybody.
This is the most popular song at a wedding. It could be any song. What's some of the guesses, Hannah?
Oh, man, these all are going to be stuck in my head the entire day. Teacher Suzanne says the duck dance or the chicken dance. Olivia says Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis. Jennifer, I think she meant to say Cupid Shuffle, but she said Cuban Shuffle.
Depends what wedding you're in.
Victoria says the Macarena. I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston. Susan said Here Comes the Bride. Connie says the Electric Slide. All of Me by John Legend says Celine.
Great guesses. Yeah, from Usher was number three. Dancing Queen was number two.
Can I guess number one?
I think somebody I know number one now, too. Kev, you take the first
one. I was going to say YMCA.
The YMCA.
I was going to say September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That was up there as four, actually, so pretty close.
Cha-Cha Slide?
No, somebody got it. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, there you go. They didn't leave their name either.
They are the one who got it correct. I was going to ask Kevin to play it, but then I didn't know what would happen.
Oh, be nice to him, damn it. It's an accident.
Mega Minds.
So I've always heard this, that the veil is thinnest between, like, those from beyond the grave and us here walking on Earth right around, like, All Hallows' Eve. So we bring in our award-winning psychic comedian, John Capello, and he does a small mini version of a live psychic reading live on the air. All you have to do is, like, say his name, and he can connect with someone from beyond the grave. Samantha, go ahead and say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? How have you been?
I'm fine. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I just want to make sure my dad's okay.
Okay. Well, I want you to know he's doing okay. Dad, did he ever have a beard or wear any facial hair or anything?
He was definitely known for his mustache, but once in a while he'd grow out his beard to be Santa.
Okay, all right, because he's letting me know he's growing out his beard to be Santa this year. Now, he says that you will always be his precious little girl. It just seems to me that at an early age, you really bonded with Dad and loved to sit on his lap and hug him. And it just seems like he was a very nurturing dad. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there cancer around him or an illness?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it just seems like it kind of... took his breath away. I don't know if it finally went into his lungs or what, but he may have also been a smoker at some point in time. Is that right?
Both. Yes.
Both. Okay. All right. So he's definitely here today, and he just wants to send you his love. He says he's with your grandmother. I don't know if he was close to his mother or not, but he just seems like he's around his mother. Okay. And so she sends her love to you as well. He's still with you. Now, he's talking about you. Are you thinking about possibly making any career moves?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. Because he says whatever you want to do is okay with him. And I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I know we're on the air.
Are you thinking about making a change in your career?
Yes. Actually, I'm applying to go back to college and go into IO psychology.
Wow. So it sounds like Dad supports that.
Yeah.
Dad, I bet he does. He always told me, keep going to college.
Really? That's so funny. So it sounds like Dad's sending a message. Keep going to college still. Samantha, did that help?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Samantha. Did that help?
Yeah. I mean, it feels good. I always have felt connected to him even after so much.
We appreciate you, Samantha. Thank you. All week long, if you want to do a psychic reading, we're going to be doing them with John every single day at this exact same time. Or if you want to do a longer reading with John, he's giving 40% off if you go to johncapello.com and just use the keyword and code word Y98 to do your own psychic reading. For you personally, if someone has bad news to share with you, do you want them to wait till you're done with work or done with something you're doing? Or do you want to know in the middle of it immediately? Or do you want to wait for the timing to be right? 314-531-9898. This happens to everyone. And there's lots of different scenarios where, like, you have to share something. With my wife, yeah. I know for a fact that telling her something at the right time matters. So I will shoulder, like, whatever we got going on, if it's something super stressful, for, like, a day or two. Because she needs to process things, yep. And she needs to be in the right mindset. For me, I just want to know immediately. I compartmentalize anything. You tell me bad news, a second later I can do whatever my job is. Kevin, we talked about this a lot on Friday. I actually got the phone call that our longtime family member of Y98, Jen Myers, had passed away in the middle of the show.
Yeah, very,
someone
very
had told
difficult.
Them. Mm-hmm. And Hannah had strong opinions about that phone call coming in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I still am pretty upset about this. When Kevin got that text that Jen had passed away, obviously I was heartbroken and shattered, but one of my immediate first reactions was, why in the hell did anybody text Kevin this news in the middle of the show? They should have waited, like, common courtesy until after the show was over to tell Kevin that, because how do they expect him to continue on performing in the show and doing his job and being focused or having a good day at all when they just drop that news on him in the middle of the show? I still am very upset about it. I think that you should wait and protect the person you care about until the time is right.
Because Kevin had
very firm on this.
Kevin had to do the throwback throwdown. It was like competing.
He had a lot of stuff going on.
He has to run the board. I mean, it's just,
do you think people should have waited till you were done with work, Kev?
I do, but I understand why I was told when I was told. Yeah. Because after I received the text, we started getting phone calls.
We did, actually.
And so,
and Hannah was mad about that. Like, why are people calling the show?
Exactly. Yeah, that is not right to
do. And I don't think it's we want you to be the first. I want to be the one to tell you. I want to be the first to tell you. No, I think it's one of those things that I want to tell you before you hear it secondhand from somebody who's not as close to you. So this is why I'm relaying this message to you right
now.
That
is part of the risk that you do take. Yeah.
It feels a little selfish to me, honestly.
Really?
That's how firm I am on this. I feel like it's a little selfish to just throw that on someone when you know they're working, you know that they're performing, you know they're doing all these things. You have to wait until it's the right time.
I feel like it would be like courtesy to say, hey, like, what are you doing right now? Like, if it was directed at you, and then if you kind of give an answer like, hey, I'm in the middle of something, then they should then say ultimately, oh, give me a call when you have a chance. Like, I just wanted to talk.
Call. Like, so, you know, sometimes you get the text, call me when you have a second kind of thing. And
which
then
is
you
even
kind of,
worse, I think, because then you're like, oh, my God, how bad is it?
I do think they should come with a warning, like, call me when you have a second. It's good news. Or call me when you have a second. It's something bad. It's serious. Because I am such a curious person. I can compartmentalize stuff, so I don't like the guessing games, and I'm so creative too. I start creating stories in my head that I would rather someone tell me. I think the worst feeling, I think what's actually worse than for Hannah describing this, like, you feel like this selfishness, they said it, is like you get off the air or you get done with work or you get done and everyone, you feel like everyone knew a secret that you didn't. I hate that feeling. So I hate when people are like holding back information from me. Like, I was doing it to protect you. Like, let me protect me.
The guessing game is.
See, I would like that. I feel more loved knowing that they wanted to like protect me and help me, which is, and I know people might be like, Hannah, you sound crazy right now. You're usually all about transparency. You want to know everything all the time. That's true, but I want to know it at the right moments. And Kevin, I love you and I care about you so much that I wanted you to be protected as well, at least through the end of the show.
See, it's interesting because everyone's different. And like I said, like my wife, I'm pick and choose when we're having serious conversations. Like, I know that I can't just bring something up and it could be anything. When do you want to know something that's serious? Immediately when it happens or when the timing is right? Do you want to finish your work day? Do you want to be in the right place when you have this conversation? 314-531-9898. When do you share some serious information, especially if it's bad news? We want to hear your opinion on Y98 St. Louis. It's just one of those unfortunate truths in life. Sometimes there is bad news, and you have to be the person who shares bad news. And you have to decide, when do you tell people that bad news? Do you wait till the timing feels right, or when you have the information, should you share the information? 314-531-9898. I remember when I was in high school, this is a crazy story, that there's a rumor. For some reason, I heard about this rumor that one of my friends, her brother passed away. That was like a rumor that started spreading around like at a party we were at. And I knew that she was like with a couple of like girlfriends. So I called her and I said, hey, this rumor is going on about your brother that he was in a car accident. You should call your family. And he did. He had passed away. But I had to make that decision in the middle of the moment. Wow. Do I have to be the one who tells her? Should I let this rumor just circulate around? Sometimes you have to make those choices. When do you tell someone some bad news? Kevin had found out, sadly, in the middle of the show that Jen had passed away, a longtime Y98 family member.
Yeah, the difficulty with it, too, is, and I understand why I was told what I was told, but it's not like we're a breaking news radio station. It's not like I'm going to come on the air and tell everybody, hey, here's what's going on. You know, no, we're kind of lighthearted and we kind of joke around and we kind of do things that are on the fun side of stuff. So it does throw off your game. No matter how professional you are, no matter how much time you have to compose yourself, when you get news like that, it's tough, especially when you are in the middle of your job. I've been the guy who's always been like, don't tell me. You know, and I still don't want to know news like that. And it's an unfortunate part of life, but I would much rather wait till after I'm finished with the shift or my work so I can process it much better.
Hannah had a strong opinion on that, and people had texted about
it. Oh, yeah. People are so mad at me for having the opinion that you should have waited, or people should have waited to tell you until after the show. They said, Hannah, you're so wrong. Kevin is a professional and did just fine. He's so much closer to this situation than you.
But it's what Kevin would have wanted and how you handled the situation. I understand that people want Kevin to know, but I asked Kevin, hey, did you tell your own wife the news? And you said, no, I'm waiting.
No, I waited till Sarah called me, so we had a moment to talk one-on-one. I wasn't going to just, you know, break that news. It is terrible. And I know there's really never a good time for bad news, especially news like that. Mm-hmm. But you kind of, as I said, I would rather wait for that moment to where I can be somewhere else so I don't, I mean, I know some people want to be working so they can, you know,
it's take a distraction.
Yeah, exactly. Their mind's off the thing, but not me. Please tell me when I have a moment to process it.
Christina, when do you think you should tell someone bad news?
If the person is close to the person that deceased, you need to let them know right away.
Okay.
Because there's never a right time. There is never a right time. You're going to wait for a right time. It's never going to be one. I'm going to honestly tell you from somebody who's lost. I lost my mother last year. And it's not a right time for us to tell them. Like, yep, she did finally die.
Yeah. It's not like it gets easier is what you're saying? So if you tell someone in the middle.
It's harder as it goes, actually.
Interesting.
Because for me, and everybody grieves differently, but for me, we knew she was, you know, passing away from pancreatic cancer. And telling people immediately was much more easier to me than waiting because more and more emotions started getting into you, and it got harder and harder and harder to function and to be able to talk about it.
Thank you so much for the call. You know the other thing about the waiting, though, because it does get harder and harder, I hear that, is sometimes you can be around the right people. I love Kevin, but we didn't work with Jen the same way Kevin did.
Right.
And maybe he wanted a hug from his wife. So maybe finding out, it's like the right people can hug you at the right time. Like a hug from Hannah is not the same as a hug from Sarah when you're grieving.
I definitely agree.
Right? Dan, this is an interesting dilemma. Dan, you were in the military. You were overseas taking care of and protecting our country when you found out or didn't find out. What did they decide to do when your father passed away?
My family waited because they knew I was out on maneuvers using live ammo in training. And this is back in 1996. And they waited. They told my battalion commander and my captain of the of our company, they knew. So they waited until we came back from maneuvers. And then they called me into the office and let me know what happened. And by then, my father had been buried and everything like that. So I was able to go and visit him. I was able to go visit when I went home on leave and everything there in Las Vegas where he's buried at.
Well, thank you so much for your service, Dan, and thank you so much.
Wow.
It is crazy to think about those men and women serving our country, and if something like that happens, you want them in the right mindset if they protect our country.
Completely wrecks them.
Wow, it's just crazy to think about the different levels and layers when to share people that information. Hannah's going to share some information about things that are happening in Hollywood. What's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag, Hannah?
Yeah, so Chappell Roan is obviously known for being a big old drama queen, and wait till you guys hear what she did this weekend. I'll share it with you in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Last month, I told you guys about how Chappell Roan performed at the VMAs and got into this big old tiff with the photographer on the red carpet. It was a video that went viral. She was like telling off. She claimed that the paparazzi was like taking pictures of her when they shouldn't. And she just blew up. This was not her first time doing it. Well, fast forward to this weekend, she was on the red carpet again at the premiere of the Olivia Rodrigo like film for Netflix. And she spotted that photographer who called her out of the VMAs and decided to go off on them again.
Yeah.
For the second time. So there's a video of it, and Chappell steps forward like off of the red carpet and said, "You yelled at me at the Grammy party. Yes, I remember. You were so rude to me, and I deserve an apology for that. You need to apologize to me." She meant business when she did this. She was so mad, and the photographer, like, obviously, like, the POV, you couldn't see it from the photographer, but, like, you could just tell it was not a good situation. And there was a worker who was working on the red carpet who had to, like, pull Chappell back and kind of, like, calm her down. She wasn't, like, raging or anything, but she was just so angry. You
hate
tell.
Her. You hate her.
I do.
Not likeable.
She is only problem.
But here's the thing. Watching that, did the photographer ever apologize?
Agreed.
Do they need to?
I honestly.
Do they need to? Do they need to
so.
Apologize
kinda
for taking pictures?
Things over?
No.
Okay. Here's the thing. I actually kind of agree with Chappell on this.
What the hell? Why?
Because, okay, I honestly respect her bravery. Most people, if you feel like you were disrespected and you see that person again, they don't say anything.
Yeah,
just,
that's right.
The moment it's passed, she had the audacity to speak up for herself like, "No, I want my apology," and look that person in the eye.
Yeah.
Most people don't have that courageousness.
She doubled down. I
she
mean,
did
yeah,
double
right.
down on her opinion.
Right.
It shows that it wasn't like an outburst the first time, right?
If somebody wronged you, you wouldn't speak up. Most people wouldn't. She's speaking up if she felt wronged.
I am glad that she's using her voice, but she uses her voice at nearly every event where she's exploding on people.
You
I just
feel
don't
like
think
she,
that's fair.
You feel like the paparazzi was just doing their job.
Yes.
And then she was disrespectful to the paparazzi. I get that.
Yes, but I just feel like
there's
she's
a thin
rude
line
person
if,
too.
There is a thin line if paparazzi is just doing their job or they're being invasive.
Yeah.
And someone to stand up to the paparazzi and say, "Hey, enough's enough." I respect. I dig it. Hannah's mad at me now.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go off on you. I deserve an apology. I'm just kidding. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I embarrassed my family this weekend, of course. We're commercial free on the Brad Maga Show. But seriously, get in on this debate between my wife and I, all right? If something is put at the end of a curb, it's the universal sign that it's free, right?
Like out on the curb, yeah.
314-531-9898. So my wife and I are on a walk, and it's late at night, kind of. It's starting to get dark out. I was with the kids, and she's walking by, and she sees, like, it's like almost like a play, like, market, where it has, like, a scanner and everything.
Oh,
it's pretty
wow.
cool. Yeah, it looks, like,
it's
really
legit.
Cool. Oh. Yeah, my wife's a play therapist. She loves this kind of stuff. She's like, "Oh, my God, it's on the curb." And she's like, "Do you think this is free?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's just take it." And she's like, you know, my wife, she's like,
yeah.
not like me.
Rule
she's
follower.
Like, rule follower, way quieter, way like, "No, no, no. Like, I'm not going to just take it." I'm like, "Yeah, I'll just take it. I'll carry this thing back." She's like, "No, we're not. I can't just take it." And I was like, "Well, I'll just go ring their doorbell and I'll ask if I could take it." She do not ring their doorbell. I'm like, "I'll walk right up
yeah.
there." So I walked up there. I ring the doorbell and you could hear, like, the wrestling. Like, "There's some man at the door. There's a man at the door."
Scary, scary.
Yeah, these kids.
Stranger danger.
Because it's starting to get dark out and stuff like that. And so these three kids answer the door with a babysitter. And the babysitter's like, "Hi." And I'm like, "Hey, is that thing at the end of the curve, like, for free or what?" And she's like, "I don't know. I'm the babysitter." And the kids are, like, probably, like, 4, 6, and 8 is my guess. I'm getting different stories from the kids.
Oh, no.
Like, because the one kid's like, "Oh, yeah, we're selling it." And so, like, my wife's like, "Yeah, it could be like a Facebook market. Somebody could be
yeah.
picking it up." And so that was my wife's story. She's like, "Oh, yeah, we're selling it." And she goes, "Yeah, yeah, it's selling it for free."
What?
And, like, and that's what the one little girl says. She goes, "We're selling it for free." I go, "So are you guys selling it? Is it free?" "Yeah." That's what the girl
oh
says.
My gosh.
She's like, "Hold on." I'm like, "Is it free or is it being sold?" And they're like, "What you said?"
Oh,
and the
no.
babysitter's like, "Let me text mom." So I stand there and she texts
Fred!
Mom. Not like called. Like, my wife's like, "Let's go." Meanwhile, my kid's wearing his, like, Halloween costume already. She's like, and he's like, "Dad, what's going on over there?" And so he comes walking up in a fire van outfit.
Gosh, this is pure chaos.
And but the little girl's like, nice firefighter outfit. He goes, yeah, I'm a helper. And so my wife is literally just looking down like, oh my God. I'm like, can I take this thing or what? She goes, I didn't get a text back from mom. They're on a date. So I'm trying to interrupt their date to see if I can take this thing for free. And I'm like, this is the universal sign that something is free, is you leave it at the curb. Who leaves something somewhere else for Facebook Market? So she's like, oh, I didn't get a text back. And I was like, okay. And so I left, and we left it there. And then I drove by the next day. That thing was gone.
It's gone.
So I don't know if someone took it or if it was a Facebook Market that they were selling for free.
Oh,
you know what you should have done?
Is it free or should I have taken it or not?
Yeah, you
I think you should have.
You should have taken it. You could have left your name and your number with the babysitter and the kids and say, hey, look, I'm going to take this. Because if it's free, this is awesome. But if it's not, I totally understand, and we'll just bring it back.
I just feel like this whole situation was a disaster. Like, this whole thing, this is so Brett Mega coded. I can't even, like, explain. I'm with your wife on this. I think, no, you should have just dropped it and left. Maybe the furthest you should have gone is, like, up to the door. But once you realize, like, the parents weren't even home, like, okay, I'm just going to turn around. Instead, you're chit-chatting up with the 5-year-old babysitter, probably. Like, you know how scared she probably was?
I think it's commendable that you know, went to the front door and asked.
How comfortable do the parents feel that, like, oh, a strange man is at the door talking to my children about whether this is free or
not? Well, I don't think anybody really puts something at the curb for sale unless it's like there's actually a sign on it or something, right? Like, did you look and see if, you know?
There was no sign, so that made me feel like it could be a Facebook Market exchange. Like,
but then,
leave the money leave the money in the mailbox, and then they just grab it. And they didn't want people walking up to the door.
If I'm on the other end of that, though, and I'm selling it, I'm not putting it at the curb. I'm saying it'll be on the front porch for you to grab.
Right.
You know, there's so many different places.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if it's on the curb, it's like touching the sidewalk, but closer to the curb. It's every man's game.
I don't know.
I believe that.
And so I think an important part here is the parents weren't home, so this could have been a Facebook Market dealio.
Yeah.
And they wanted to just get it out there and have it easy to pick up for the people to buy.
But the kids knew. The kids knew they were selling it.
The kids don't know crap. The kids say selling for free. What does that mean?
What should I have done? Should I have taken this thing, or did I do the right thing by leaving it behind? Because I didn't want to be like, I would have been stealing. And I would have just been stolen in front of my kids. Like, dad's a thief. 314-531-9898. When you see something at the curb, does that mean it's free? You can just take it? Or do you need to ask before you take it? It's Y98 St. Louis. I embarrassed my family this weekend. Of course. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. But seriously, get in on this debate between my wife and I. All right? If something is put at the end of a curb, it's the universal sign that it's free, right?
Like out on the curb.
314-531-9898. So my wife and I are on a walk, and it's late at night, kind of. It's starting to get dark out. I was with the kids, and she's walking by, and she sees, like, it's like almost like a play, like, market, where it has, like, a scanner and everything.
Oh,
it's pretty
cool.
Yeah, it looks, like, really cool. And my wife's a play therapist. She loves this kind of stuff. She's like, oh, my God, it's on the curb. And she's like, do you think this is free? And I was like, yeah, let's just take it. And she's like, you know, my wife, she's like, not like me. Rule follower, way quieter, way like, no. Like, I'm not going to just take it. I'm like, yeah, I'll just take it. I'll carry this thing back. She's like, no, I can't just take it. And I was like, well, I'll just go ring their doorbell and I'll ask if I could take it. She do not ring their doorbell. I'm like, I'll walk right up there. So I walked up there. I ring the doorbell and you could hear, like, the wrestling, like, there's a man at the door.
Scary, scary.
Yeah, these kids,
stranger danger.
Because it's starting to get dark out and stuff like that. And so these three kids answer the door with a babysitter.
And
the babysitter's like, hi. And I'm like, hey, is that thing at the end of the curve, like, for free or what? And she's like, I don't know, I'm the babysitter. And the kids are, like, probably, like, 4, 6, and 8 is my guess. I'm getting different stories from the kids.
Oh, no.
Because, like, the one kid's like, oh, yeah, we're selling it. And so, like, my wife's like, yeah, it could be like a Facebook Market. Somebody could be picking it up. And so that was my wife's story. She's like, oh, yeah, we're selling it. And she goes, yeah, it's selling it for free.
What?
And, and that's what the one little girl says. She goes, we're selling it for free. I go, so are you guys selling it? Is it free? Yeah. That's what the girl says.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, hold on. I'm like, is it free or is it being sold? And they're like, about what you said.
Oh,
and the
no.
babysitter's like, let me text mom. So I stand there and she texts
Brett!
Mom. Not like all of like my wife's like, let's go. Meanwhile, my kid's wearing his like Halloween costume already. She's like, and he's like, Dad, what's going on over there? And so he comes walking up in a fireman outfit.
Gosh, this is pure chaos.
And but the little girl's like, nice firefighter outfit. He goes, yeah, I'm a helper. And so my wife is literally just looking down, like, oh my God. I'm like, can I take this thing or what? She goes, I didn't get a text back from mom. They're on a date. So I'm trying to interrupt their date to see if I can take this thing for free. And I'm like, this is the universal sign that something is free, is you leave it at the curb. Who leaves something somewhere else for Facebook Market? So she's like, oh, I didn't get a text back. And I was like, okay. And so I left and we left it there. And then I drove by the next day, that thing was gone.
It's gone. Mm.
So I don't know if someone took it or if it was a Facebook Market that they were selling for free.
Oh,
you know what you should have done?
Is it free or should I have taken it or not?
Yeah,
I think you should have.
You should have taken it. You could have left your name and your number with the babysitter and the kids and say, hey, look, I'm going to take this. Because if it's free, this is awesome. But if it's not, I totally understand, and we'll just bring it back.
I just feel like this whole situation was a disaster. Like, this whole thing, this is so Brett Mega coded. I can't even, like, explain. Whoa. I'm with your wife on this. I think, no, you should have just dropped it and left. Maybe the furthest you should have gone is, like, up to the door. But once you realize, like, the parents weren't even home, like, okay, I'm just going to turn around. Instead, you're chit-chatting up with the five-year-old babysitter, probably. Like, you know how scared she probably was?
I think it's commendable that you know, went
how
to the front door and
asked. How comfortable do the parents feel that, like, oh, a strange man is at the door talking to my children about whether this is free or
well,
not?
Well, I don't think anybody really puts something at the curb for sale unless it's, like, there's actually a sign on it or something, right? Like, did you look and see if, you know.
Yeah, there was no sign, so that made me feel like it could be a Facebook Market exchange. Like,
but then,
leave the money in the mailbox and then they just grab it.
If I'm on the other end of that, though, and I'm selling it, I'm not putting it at the curb. I'm saying it'll be on the front porch for you to grab.
Right.
You know, there's so many different places.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if it's on the curb, it's like touching the sidewalk, but closer to the curb. It's every man's game.
I don't know.
I believe that. And so when
I think an important part here is the parents weren't home, so this could have been a Facebook Market dealio.
Yeah.
And they wanted to just get it out there and have it easy to pick up for the people to buy.
But the kids knew. The kids knew they were selling
the
it.
The kids
for free.
Don't know crap. The kids say selling for free. What does that mean?
What should I have done? Should I have taken this thing, or did I do the right thing by leaving it behind? Because I didn't want to be like, I would have been stealing. And I would have just been stolen in front of my kids. Like, Dad's a thief. 314-531-9898. When you see something at the curb, does that mean it's free? You can just take it? Or do you need to ask before you take it? It's Y98 St. Louis. I might have embarrassed, but I actually did embarrass my family this weekend. Because I think it's the universal sign. When something is free, you put it at the end of the curve. That's just how it works. Yeah. 314-531-9898. Is that the universal sign that something is free? Or maybe that's where you make it a Facebook Market exchange, or maybe kids just leave it. My wife and I were on a walk and we saw like a toy, and it was like a market. It had like a scanner and everything. It looked pretty cool. My wife is like a play therapist. Like, my kids love playing Market. She's like, this thing is awesome and it's in such good condition. And I was like, oh, I'll just go ring the doorbell. Rang the doorbell, asked, and the babysitter was there. She texted mom and dad on date night anything. I didn't get an answer. What were they doing on date night?
Well, what could the text have said, too? She sent him like, hey, this is weird. Weird
emergency
dude at the
man
door.
At the door.
Guys are making it sound like I'm a creeper. Hannah, you said there's some text messages that have questions for me and everything?
Yes. We got a text, which I think is a really valid question or something you should have done. Someone said, did you check Marketplace? Like, you could have looked it up on Marketplace and saw if the little market was on there.
I have never been on Facebook Marketplace. We buy stuff all the time on Facebook Marketplace.
How would you even go about
that? My wife does all that stuff.
You just look up, like,
play set.
Yeah, my wife handles all the Facebook.
If you would have saw it, then you would have known, okay, then it was on Marketplace. If it's free, then it's free. If not. I think that was a really good option.
My wife handles all that kind of stuff. You know what I do? I just walk up the doors and I ring them.
Right.
We got another text saying, my mom lives on the hill and people there do that all the time. I ended up with a $700 patio set because of this. It worked out for me so well.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
For free.
Was it really free? That's the real question. Matt, how do you feel about someone leaving something at the curb? Is that universal sign it's free?
That's a universal sign that they think it's trash. You should definitely pick it up.
See,
if they're doing the Facebook market thing, they would have left a note or put it somewhere else.
Yep.
See? Matt says that thing is mine.
I don't know.
It was in such good condition. This thing was not trash, Matt. Forky is not trash. This is nice.
This is a lot of value in Brett's heart.
Sue, you had a good point, though. It could have been the kids leaving it out. Like, the kids could have been using it and leaving it by
like
the curb.
Playing.
Like, maybe they were playing at the curb, and they just left it there, and the babysitter didn't drag it back in. But it would have taught them a lesson. You don't leave your stuff at the curb.
There you go.
Yeah. Good way to learn it.
I mean,
yeah, that's two birds, one stone.
Put at the curb.
See,
that's right.
Sue, thank you so much for the call, Sue. They'd be like, hey, when they come looking for me, did you steal my thing off my curb? Like, I'm here to teach your kids a lesson.
That's right.
That would have went real well.
Just from one good parent to another.
Right, exactly.
When they come knocking on my door later. Rosie, do you think that was the universal sign that it was free and I should have taken it?
No way. I feel like there's these Facebook marketplace. They're not marketplace groups, but they're buy nothing groups, which are private. And it's usually based in your community. So they might have arranged for someone to come pick it up. And because it sounds like it's a bulky item, they put it so they could just, you know, pull up in their car and load it up.
They were looking out for the people.
So they were selling it for free because it's free, since it's buy nothing.
So that
these
was actually
true.
These
kids knew about this buy for free site.
So me making fun of these kids felt
selling
it for free.
You,
yeah,
they're like, you don't know about this.
Yeah,
we just
exactly.
answered you. How many times do we have to answer for this guy?
Right.
We're selling it for free. Don't you know? Rosie will explain it to you on Monday, okay, bro? We don't have enough time. We're trying to play with our babysitter. All right, Sarah, do you think that Rosie was right? They were selling it for free, or I should have taken that bad boy? Sarah?
She's speechless.
All right, Sarah. Thank you so much for and she hung up. You know, that I think explains it. They were selling it for free.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Thank you so much for listening on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline that is trending, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. We'll get you updated with all the trending stories right here in the next 2 minutes. Like, a guy hired two influencers to tell his wife he wants a divorce.
What?
Yes. So, I don't know if there's a worse way to ask for a divorce.
Right. Oh, my God.
This guy paid two influencers, who are the goofiest influencers I've ever seen, to do a cameo. They're identical twin brothers who do these weird TikToks, I guess. And then he asked for a divorce, and this is what it sounded like, Hannah.
What's up, Victoria? We just want to say that David loved you so much, but he doesn't love you anymore, and he wants to get a divorce. Separated.
I'm speechless.
It's terrible.
Are you kidding me? They should take that to court.
That's what
and
they...
And get no money. Like, the right. husband should get no money.
Absolutely ridiculous. That's how she found out.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
my
bizarre.
Gosh.
The NFL's favorite snack.
No, keep it moving.
It's Uncrustables, man. You should hear how many these guys
eat.
Don't trust your hookup. There's now a digital condom.
What?
Okay. So this is for people that are hooking up with people that are, like, you know, just meeting randomly or don't know really well. This is almost genius, guys. Someone created an app. It's a German company called the Camdom. I guess I don't know how to, like, kind of like a digital condom.
Okay.
And what you do is, before you guys hook up, you click on this app, and basically it says, hey, it disconnects your phone, it disconnects any footage you could do, and it signs basically a digital non-disclosure agreement that you would basically be able to take them to court if rumors were spread, if things were to happen, if pictures were taken, and you could say, hey, like, this was a non-disclosure agreement that we had, and it's an app that allows for strangers to basically say an NDA before they hook up.
I'm a little confused. So basically, like, if you film it, then it's protected?
Basically, so, like, if you and a random person were about to hook up, you hit the app and say, hey, no matter what happens here, we will not reveal any information.
No kiss and tell.
So, yeah, so if there's any footage that comes out, any pictures that come out, any nudities that come out, if you guys were to, like, sext and send nudies, you guys have this on the app. And so it's, like, agreement that then they could take them to court and say, hey, you had my photos. That's part of the NDA. It's an NDA. It's
like
not
a
illegal.
DocuSign.
It's basically a DocuSign before you hook up. Yes, that's where we're at in the world.
Wow.
Right now.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
You can find Hannah in a bathroom stall.
Super that awkward. Sounds awful.
That's what you do. All right.
Yeah.
So when you're in the locker room, do you not change in the locker room? Is this like a woman thing? 314-531-9898. Let me get this straight. So when you are in the locker room at the gym, you go into a bathroom stall to change.
Really?
What the hell?
Yes. Confidently every single time.
I've been confidently. That's
I've
like
been,
the lack of confidence.
I've been working
you
out for years, and it was actually for the first time ever last week that I openly changed, like in the normal locker room instead of going
really?
In the bathroom in the locker room to change.
Not yes. guys. No. Guys are naked everywhere.
All the time.
Especially
yeah.
old guys. The older
yes.
you get, the more naked you are.
Yep. Totally.
Actually,
the older. No, that's a true thing. And I don't understand because some of these guys will just literally stand there,
they
no towel
it.
On, nothing.
They'll have
shaving right there.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So what are we doing?
Shaving?
Butt naked, shaving. Butt naked, having conversations.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys love being naked in the locker room.
Okay, well, that's not how the women's locker room operates.
No.
I have a couple of reasons of why I always opt to go in the bathroom stall. For one, it's my own self-confidence. I don't feel confident enough to just rip everything off and run with it.
Really? So you don't have confidence?
No, but we don't have to dig into that.
No, we can't.
I feel like that's like more like a, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but like a guy thing to have confidence. I mean, like,
yeah.
you know, I feel like women, you're kind of already see what you're going to get.
I hope all women are confident. I personally just am not. But then another thing is I go to the gym at the same time every day with the same people. So I'm thinking in my head, okay, well, if I'm just in the nude, I'm going to have to see all these people every day. And then they're going to like see me out there and they're going to see what color underwear I'm wearing. Like, that's just weird.
So when you go with those people, do they change or does they go in stalls too? And you've never seen them naked?
No, because I'm in the stall. So I'm not in the nude party.
Yeah.
But do they change? Or do they also use stalls? Is this stalls than...
I don't know. Actually, I don't know what the majority is.
You think it's pretty split?
Probably out in the open changers,
right.
don't you
I
think?
Don't
in the locker
I think
room.
We definitely aren't shaving and doing all the things like the guys are, apparently.
I've never heard of this before. So do other women do this, or do women change in front of other women? Because guys... We just change in front
right.
of each other.
Yeah, I mean, worst case, you throw a towel around yourself
yeah,
exactly.
and put your underwear
yeah.
on and you move on with your day.
And you wouldn't want to change in the stall because the toilet gets in the way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so
you don't
want to
drop
your
a
clothes?
Sock or something in the
yeah,
toilet.
Yeah, I bring it all in. And then another reason, just because I really feel like I have to explain myself here, is a lot of the girls in the locker room are like taking mirror selfies and stuff. So
now,
I don't want to be in the back in my underwear while these people are taking selfies. And I respect the game. Like, the lighting at Club Fitness in the bathroom is very good. So I get it. I respect it.
Huh.
But I am completely a bathroom changer.
All right. Is anyone else do this? They change in the stalls? You don't change in front of other women? Or are you just like... You strip it down with your friends and you've seen your other friends naked. 314-531-9898. It's Y98 St. Louis. I feel like Hannah is just not okay in a gym locker room.
No.
So Hannah goes to the gym on a regular basis, and then when she gets to the locker room to change, she takes all of her stuff and goes in the bathroom stall.
Mm-hmm.
And is this common for other women? 314-531-9898. Sherry, you said you can relate. You're a bathroom staller, huh?
I totally am. I usually just use the bigger stall.
Yeah.
Put all my stuff in there.
All the way at the end.
Get it done and start working out.
Thank you, Sherry. Bathroom stalls unite.
Bathroom stalls.
Yep.
Did you just...
Okay.
She high-fived herself.
Yeah, she did.
And acted like she's high-fiving you, Sherry.
I'm with you. Thank you. All have a good day.
You too. High-fives all around. Elizabeth, you disagree. You think just get changed, huh?
Yeah, well, yes. So I think a lot of it has to do with if you had children or not, right? So, like, everyone's seen my business when I delivered, and it doesn't really matter going forward. I mean, like, it's fine. I mean, yeah, it's okay. I mean, and they've seen it in an ugly, ugly, ugly light, and it's okay. I mean, I think once you get to a certain, you just don't care. It doesn't matter.
What it's like the old dudes who are just sitting around shaving and talking the guys' locker room. You just get to a certain age. But I think Elizabeth's point about the children is interesting because kids don't have it, like you have no boundaries. So like doors just get open when you go to the bathroom. Like
you're just used to exposure, I guess.
I don't think my wife has pooped alone in three years.
Yeah.
Like no. So it's all over at this point.
Right.
Once you have kids, you're like humanity. Humanity is out the window or whatever.
No. You'll be fine. Trust me. You'll be okay.
So, all right.
There you
nudity
go.
Nudity it
there
is.
Hannah, start using the gym locker room the way it's supposed to be used.
All
and just change.
Noted.
It's Y98 St. Louis. We're always in the mood for more money. How about falling into 5K? $5,000 is just waiting for you when you listen for an hour every single day. Every single day at this time, we roll commercial free for an hour. If you listen on the Odyssey app for an hour, you instantly have just qualified for $5,000. So if you're hanging out with us, you're welcome. You just got yourself paid a little bit,
easy
hopefully.
As that.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Taylor Swift decided to shock her fans this past weekend and honestly gave me a case of FOMO. I'll explain why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
We know our girl Taylor Swift loves a good surprise, and she also loves to really keep her Eras Tour like up to date and really freshened up. Well, this weekend in New Orleans, she decided to call up her friend to have her surprise fans at the show. Like, literally call her friend. She grabbed a phone from the audience and called up a special guest.
Here's the thing, Sabrina. Is there any chance you could get off the roller coaster you're on and, like, put on some clothes and just, like, come down to the stadium real quick? Ballpark, how long would that take you?
It would probably take me, like, 5 seconds.
So she called up Sabrina Carpenter to the stage. They sang some songs together. The crowd just went wild. I honestly have a little bit of FOMO because I've been in a huge Sabrina Carpenter kick, and I just think it's such like a little full circle moment.
And I saw that Taylor Swift sang the infamous line, "I'm up late because I'm a singer."
Yes.
She's like, I need to sing this line because this is the line.
Yes.
So good for those. Like, it's crazy because if you remember that Sabrina was the opener for the early parts of the Eras Tour, and now Sabrina's out doing her thing. And so to see those two on stage feels like this iconic moment. But early parts of the Eras Tour got that every single night, right?
Like, that's crazy. That's just crazy. Like, to look back at that now, I'm like, wait, that's like two massive concerts at one time. And I just think, like, Taylor Swift is giving, like, big sister, like, helping out Sabrina. So I just think that warms my heart. And no one better to be your big sister than Taylor Swift in this. Holy cow. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you get it right. We will do this 80 times over the course of a day. What do we do 80 times a day, Hannah?
I'm going to say, like, put something in your mouth.
Okay.
Like, whether that be, like, food, or you're brushing your teeth, or you're drinking out of a straw.
Okay, I was going to say, what else other than food, but strong
points? I had to give my examples before people went off the cuff.
I think it's similar to that. I think it's you touch your face.
80 times a day, okay.
I think you look at your phone.
All right. Ooh. No one got it correct. 314-531-9898. I will give you a hint. If you were listening earlier in the show, Kevin is might have already done it 80 times a day.
Ooh.
Oh, is it make a mistake? Because I want to change my answer.
8:48, I'll reveal the answer. But what do you think 80 times a day we all do on average?
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. We'll do this about 80 times over the course of a day. I said, if you were listening, Kevin might have already done this 80 times.
lots of texts coming in on the text line with guesses. Dave says clearing your throat. Tracy says itching your nose. And Dave guessed again and said burping, passing gas, or farting.
No. Wow. No. I feel like we do it even more on a Monday. Swear. Cuss.
Oh.
80 times a day?
80 times a day. The average person
that
cusses.
That seems like a lot.
I don't think
there's
we realize
a few people up in the average. Yeah. Kevin, yeah. I mean,
Kevin's right, already probably yeah. Kevin's just swimming up a storm because some things have been happening from a technical side.
I'd do it more if our technical side would allow us to, but we've got some technical issues.
We don't have a dump button,
can't do it.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.